So I wanted to start off with showcasing a rough draft of my song Bad Vibes, produced by me and my friend Austin Slade Jones. When I was in Savannah this past weekend, my friend Logan James wanted to work on the lyrics, and unfortunately, we didn't really get a chance to do that. But I wanted to showcase the rough draft. I also wanted to showcase an audio clip of when I was in Austin. My brother and I were getting ready to do a podcast. We were setting up and using these microphones for the first time, and you know, we got a few improv sessions in. Sorry for the foul language, but enjoy, and thanks for listening to the Goobs Podcast.
I can hardly see, I don't feel right, and I'm getting bad vibes. I just wanna die when I'm 70. Call my mommy, pop, tell her please wait on me. I don't feel right, and I'm getting bad vibes. I don't like it when you talk shit, even though I know it's different. I don't, I judge you for your kindness, baby. I got problems, I got issues, fuck you, I don't even miss you, oh, oh. I mean, I got some problems, baby. What do you want from me? Smoking cigarettes, I can hardly see. I don't feel right, and I'm getting bad vibes. I just wanna die when I'm 70. Call my mommy, pop, tell her please wait on me. I don't feel right, and I'm getting bad vibes.
Segment here right now. This is the Goobs Podcast, the podcast where we talk just to talk, baby.
Drop baby moment.
Thick skin, baby.
Thick skin, baby.
Refreshing.
Yeah, I think of Gatorade.
It's like a thirst quencher.
Yeah. So, you know? Why haven't you done a commercial with Gatorade yet?
You know, I like noodles, but I like cheese even more. That's why I love Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Jesus, Tommy, again with the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Who knew there could be so much fucking macaroni and cheese inside one goddamn fucking box?
I blow my fucking mind over here. He was Italian until he did the Ancestry.com.
Hey, you know what, motherfucker?
He's fucking Italian.
Hey, listen here, Buster. I know your mother, and I know your father a really long time. Listen, I know your father a really long time. If you knew half this shit, you would fire your ass off the block. I'm telling you, by now you should be leaving toilet bowls polished, not cracked.
Listen, Frankie, I've already said this once too many times.
Hey, friends call me Frankie, asshole,
Frankie,
okay?
Frankie, I've known you in the family for years now. All right?
All right, we're done. Hello, you goobers. My name is Sean Evans, and this is a podcast where we talk just to talk. How are you guys? Everything is good? Life is good? Question mark? You know, the last time we talked, or you heard from me, I was sitting down and talking to Vinja about just a variety of things. But something you listeners will understand over time, we switch topics quickly, and I like it that way. I went over to Savannah over this past weekend and spent some time with Logan, Annie, and a new soul named KJ. Good vibes, man. Logan is a music artist and is thriving with the new creative space that the universe has given him. He also has a new single out. It's called Mood. Check it out on Spotify, Logan James, and Apple Music. Annie and I worked together earlier this year. Amazing photographer. With that being said, it was a nice hiatus. A good place to breathe. It seemed like the group that I was with, it seemed like we were all on the same page. And I believe we all were. Got to see the city. It had been years since I had returned. Although I was born in Georgia and spent the majority of my early childhood in the beautiful Peach State. I wouldn't ever want to live there, right? No disrespect to Georgia. I know the film industry is trying to move to Atlanta. They filmed The Walking Dead in Georgia. Tyler Perry's studios are there and many more stuff. Ludacris is from there. But I was even given the chance to eat a Georgia peach. Mind you, it was consumed at a late hour of the evening and after a few mules. But I was nonetheless grateful. The peach was bruised, yet so delicious, baby. It's the little details that happen in life like that that really ground me. But I've been working with my dad. Work is slow, but it's also given me some time to be productive. Be productive and just get some life experience. You know, I went to Austin and then not even a week later, I'm in Savannah. It's just my soul is wanting to get away. Get away and see a new atmosphere. Meet new people. Try new things. But, you know, the other day or last week, you know, some stuff was going on in my life. And I guess you could say I had to take some time. I have friends I can reach out to. And, you know, it seems like I put the burden on them, even though it's not the case. But I felt like I had to overcome some of this alone. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons as to why I wanted to go to Savannah. I wanted to get away again. And it helped. It really helped. But I'm back. You know, I feel good. Orgain sent me a care package the other day. I had some protein powder, protein shakes, you know, a chocolate chip plant-based protein bar. Really good stuff. They even gave me a sticker and a shaker. So use my code TEAMSHAWN to get 10% off when you check out. You know, you don't have to be a gym rat to know what, you know, supplements are. Protein powder. If you're in a rush and, you know, maybe you haven't really been eating that well lately, a protein shake wouldn't hurt. Put a scoop in there. Maybe some chia seeds. I don't know what you like, but shake it up and then boom, you got 30 grams of fuel right there. So check it out. They have keto options and all their products are plant-based. They even have nutritional shakes for kids. And it's just an all-around, well-rounded company. And I'm just so grateful to be able to be a part of the team. Orgain. But life is good. I haven't really given myself much time to meditate. You know, like I said, I went on hiatus, but I didn't really take time to myself. I was surrounded by people, good people. Brought my guitar, jammed out a little bit with Logan, sat on his porch, smoked about a pack of cigarettes, talked about life, things we want to conquer. Things we expect out of people. Relationships, good and bad. And it was just good. It was a really good time. And I hope to get back soon, right? I hope to get back to Austin as well. But for you listeners out there, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Goobs Podcast. I appreciate your feedback. And there's so many things I want to do with this podcast. So many people I'd like to interview and connect with and essentially learn from. You know, the way I don't really want to talk about it, but the COVID-19 virus, it doesn't seem to be getting better. I'm not really understanding. I don't know if it's because I'm incapable of understanding what exactly is going on, but things seem to be getting worse. It's worsening. You know, I had already mentioned my trip to Austin, you know, flying from Orlando to Austin, straight shot and all, but I had, you know, I wore a mask along with everyone else, but it was very eerie. And right when I touched down, you know, I'm not, you know, much of a drinker, but I'll go out and get a drink every now and again with my friends, a one and doneer kind of thing. But right when I touched down in Austin, the governor had shut down all bars and the majority of the restaurants were, you know, going to shut down as well. Or decreased like, you know, 50% capacity or whatever. But just so much has happened. I didn't really think I'd be given the opportunity to see my brother anytime soon. But look, we got to spend some time together finally after 7 years. And working with my dad, you know, he wants to get a place for the three of us so that we can just get that exposure and then get that closure. And just learn how to get rid of the past, the trauma that we all went through. You know, the shit that everybody goes through. And as I said before, if you're going through something, it's super unique to you, 110%. There may be someone out there dealing with the same sort of thing, but it's 110% unique to you. So if you need someone to talk to, you can reach out to me at SeanTEvansOfficial@gmail.com. Or you can even hit me up on Instagram at Sean Evans Official. You know, I'm trying to narrow down the distractions lately. Surround myself with good energy, good people, you know, good intentions and stuff. Trying to manifest good opportunity. Trying to make sure that I'm living a genuine life so I can be worthy enough for that opportunity, you know, to arrive. And this is my journal, a place where I can go and talk and just kind of let it rip. Put everything out on the table and just kind of let it rip. But, you know, there's something I wanted to talk about. And, you know, it's about when I was in Austin. I was in Austin visiting my brother, got to see some old faces, finally got the chance to check out Zilker Park, the dog park, which is dope, by the way. So if you're a native of Austin, man, utilize that because that is a place to go and enjoy life. Take your shoes off. Feel the ground, you know, beneath you. It was just really relaxing. My brother and I, I don't think we ever really got the opportunity to drink or have a drink as adults because it's been so long. And with everything being shut down, you know, we would, you know, Uber Eats. Yeah, that's right. We Uber ate quite a few times. And it was interesting. You know, we didn't have a lighter. I didn't have a lighter and I ordered some burgers. And I asked the guy, I said, hey, could you bring a lighter, man? Please. And sure enough, he brought the lighter, and I had like $5 to give him, but when I got the text message, you know, your order is at the door, I like raced to the door, and the dude was like already going around the corner, and I was like, hey man, thanks, and he was like, oh, no problem, man, and, you know, that was history. The rest is history, excuse me. But my brother, he lives in this apartment, and it's a beautiful apartment on the third floor. Good people seem to live in that area as well. It's in a good place of the town. And it's a block away from a Ferrari dealership. So every time we went out and, you know, into the, you know, the city, we would just pass this Ferrari dealership. And it was so beautiful, yet so intangible. Right? Because they had like five of these Ferraris, which were just pristine. And we would just pass them and, you know, kind of daydream about having one day. A 1992 Testarossa. Black, baby. I'd like to drive one of those. But, you know, my brother and I, we would end up on the balcony. Whether it was enjoying, you know, the morning sun with a cup of coffee. Or it was the rain in the afternoon. Or whatever. But we ended up drinking a few times, you know, at his house, and we got into it, right? We were talking. Mind you, it's been 7 years since we have been in each other's lives. especially in physical form. So, you know, I knew getting to Austin that, you know, there's some unknown territory. And, you know, first night we were drinking, we had a blast, stayed up, you know, practically all night, talked, caught up. It just, you know, it wasn't the same as it, you know, as it is when we conversate through FaceTime. It just wasn't the same. It was right next to me. I could just, like, touch him, you know. I could give him a hug when I wanted to. I could look at him in the eyes and not through some camera. So I knew some of it was going to be unknown territory. So, you know, one night we decide, you know, we're gonna you know, have a few drinks and just enjoy ourselves, watch a few movies. That was the plan. We're out on the balcony. I want to say it's about 11:30 at night. And we get into it. Becomes a bit of a confrontation between the two of us. I provoke him. He's provoking me. It's all unconditional, right? And then bam. A left hook to my jaw. And then bam, another hook. I think that was to my right jaw. And then another hook in the back of my head, you know? We were both pissed at each other. And to be honest, it wasn't the fact that I didn't feel the pain immediately, because I didn't. I was so in shock, you know, and I knew he was pissed, I was pissed. And in that moment, I thought we were done. I thought that was it. I couldn't hit him back, because I know that we were raised differently. We were separated. Little spurts of time through the years, we'd see each other every now and again, but we were separated and we learned a different life, how to handle situations. And I didn't want our relationship to end in a violent mess, because that's what it was. It was just becoming a mess. And so he leaves the house. I'm in the house just contemplating my life, like, what the hell just happened? Like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm holding my jaw, because I know it's about to kick in. I know I'm about to feel the pain of that punch, because that son of a bitch can swing. It's an Evans thing, I don't know, but ruthless, man. Absolutely ruthless. And I've been trying to get him in, you know, get him into MMA or jiu-jitsu, because he's a natural, just, you know, we're athletic because of our ancestors, our dad, our mother. So he leaves, and I'm just dumbfounded, so puzzled, just not sure of what I'm supposed to do or say or feel. Because, you know, they say you shouldn't act when you're emotional. And I found that extremely hard, because I was really emotional. And I just couldn't believe that the day before I was supposed to head back to Florida, we had gotten into this. One of the last things I never wanted to happen, right? So in the morning, you know, I wake up not really knowing what to expect. And I see him in his room. He's asleep with his clothes on. Looked like the dude had a hell of a night. Turns out he ended up sleeping in the woods. And I remember walking in, and, you know, I could tell just in the air there was that tension. Like, you know, he didn't know what to say or do, and I didn't know what to say or do. And, you know, I had to pee and I had to pass him, you know. It wasn't like I could just ignore him. I'm just not that kind of person. I can't ignore the situation. I have a hard time ignoring the situation. So I said something along the lines of, man, that right hook, though. Or that left hook. And, you know, we started talking and we started making amends and apologizing and expressing how it kind of had to happen. Because it had to happen once, because it never will ever be allowed ever again. Because I won't allow it, and I know he won't allow it. And I had to talk about it, because I immediately forgave him, and I hope he forgave me. I know he does, and we've spoken about it. We're on good terms now. But I had to talk about it because maybe you guys are dealing with some crazy stuff like that, and you know, maybe you feel like you can't talk to anyone because maybe no one has experienced what you're experiencing, and that's okay. You know, I used to have a psychology professor. It was my first year of college. I was going in for journalism before I dropped out. And it was a community college, and I was blessed to have the opportunity to afford the classes is what I mean. My mind wasn't right, can't lie and say that I was there for the right reason. I was trying to be, but it just wasn't the right time for me. I wasn't mature enough. I'm still maturing. I was still acting like a kid. You know, my decision making just didn't really make much sense. Scattered brained, you know, doing it because I saw everybody else doing it. I felt FOMO, the fear of missing out. But I had this psychology teacher, his name was Dr. Kramer, and we happened to be the first class that he had taught in person in a long time. He was from Boston. He would usually teach, you know, online, but we were his first class in person. And he was talking about how, you know, going to see a therapist is, you know, it's not a bad thing, but, you know, talking to friends is cheaper. You know, I know some therapists who, you know, charge a pretty penny, and I don't blame them. It's a lot. And I'd like to, you know, find a way to stand behind that. Try to make it more significant, something we can talk about. Mental health, mental awareness. You know, so I think it's important to talk to people. Vent, express yourself. And when I say that, express yourself, you know, it goes way beyond verbally, I feel like. And I'm no guru. I'm not trying to give you guys life advice. I'm just trying to say, you know, what works for me and what's been working for me is going to the gym, right? That seems to be the most consistent thing in my life. Always has been. And I think it's because when I go to the gym, it reflects physically and mentally. However much I put in, I'll receive in return, guaranteed. If I go to the gym and I'm walking on the treadmill and I'm not, you know, my heart rate is not, you know, increasing, I'm not sweating, you know, I'm not really pushing it, then, you know, it's going to reflect on how I look and how I feel. And it's not always the gym either. It's picking up the guitar or finding an instrumental online and just trying to write lyrics to it. Being experimental, trying new things. I don't know what to tell you. Just find different ways to express yourself. And if that's hard, if you don't know where to start, that's okay. But it seems to be helping me. It's been helping me. And I know it's difficult out there. It's hard. I don't know if there's a shift in the universe, but holy cow. Life is crazy, man. We can agree on that, right? Yeah, life is definitely crazy. Seems like a movie. Joe Rogan said this, and it was just perfectly put. The things that are happening in our life right now just simply do not seem real. But who knows? You know, we'll get old one day and look back and be like, holy cow, you guys remember that? When we went into lockdown, we all lost our jobs and we're all broke. You know, we had to wait on that stimulus check to come through, and then they reopened, and then now they're trying to decrease the capacity of restaurants and closing down bars, and, you know, racial discrimination is still happening in 2020, police brutality. Like, what is life? What exactly is this here? If there is such things as, you know, aliens, I wonder what they're thinking right now. I wonder what they're thinking, you know, looking at us dealing with some BS, because I believe that's what it is. It's some BS the corruption in the world, I just want it to change. I want it to be gone. I want it to be non-existent. And I've been straying away from watching the news, because if I watch news, I'll, you know, be watching the wrong news, but if I don't, I'll be misinformed. So I'm trying to remain unbiased, and it's just really hard lately for some reason. You know, it's always something negative on the news. Like, I get it, you're reporting, you know, information. But what happened to those stories about how the firefighter saved the cat out of the tree? And that's a metaphor, okay? I don't really, you know, want to hear about that. But I'm saying, you know, what happened to the good stories? The neighborhood stories? You know? Not this crap. Because that's what it seems like. It feels like crap. And I just don't know what to do. I don't know if it's the energy in the air, or if it's the people I've been surrounding myself with, or if it's the way I'm thinking and overanalyzing. I don't know, but I want to work on it. I want to be happy. And I want you guys to be happy. But with that being said, stay focused. Whatever your heart is telling you, whatever your mind is telling you, whatever is keeping you up late at night and waking you up in the morning, don't let anyone change that about you. So many people I see nowadays that, you know, are working a job because they want to survive. It's no longer about the dream. You know, I hear people say nonchalantly, like, oh yeah, I used to want to do that. That was my dream. And in my head, I'm just so confused. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's all perspective, you know, a weed and a plant. You know, you see a lady pulling a, you know, a weed. Someone said this, you know, why are you pulling the weeds? Well, you know, it's overgrowing the plant. Well, the difference is perspective. So, I mean, you could want to be a singer and a songwriter, but it turns out you just simply can't sing and songwrite. But what if your dream was something that you knew you were good at, something that you knew that you could thrive in, something realistic to who you are? It's like me applying to become a math teacher. The classes would consist of me sitting in my chair awkwardly, not knowing where to begin, because I'm not great at math, right? I think it was Einstein who said, you know, we have to stop treating people or treating elephants like they can climb the tree or whatever. I don't know. Like, it was like this cartoon of different animals, and then there was a teacher and said, all right, climb that tree. Obviously, you know, the elephant couldn't climb the tree. The snake was too small to climb the tree, but the monkey could, and then it made the snake and the elephant feel bad about themselves. So I'm not trying to give you guys life advice. I just wanted to talk, just me. I just wanted to get some things off my chest. And I hope this helps. I really, really do. If you're listening, I hope this helps. I'm really thankful to have been scrolling one day and, you know, I found, you know, about Anchor. I found information about Anchor, the app that I use to create this vision, Goobs. And I think about that on a daily basis. It's like, wow, you know, we're creating something. You know, I created something, and even the people who listen, you listeners, you guys are a part of it. And that's so cool. I know, you know, it's a specific community probably. but I'm just glad you're here listening. Thank you for giving me your time. Because time is so precious. My time is just as precious as your time is. I've been running more. And, you know, I've been sleeping somewhat better, I feel like. I slept in my car. I didn't really, you know, I was in a situation, so I decided to sleep in my car by the beach. And to be absolutely honest, it was nice. It was surprisingly comforting to be in my car. And I, you know, I slept really well. And it taught me so much. I'm still processing the things that it's teaching me. It kind of grounded me in a way. I needed to sleep in a car by the beach. I was talking to my dad because, you know, we've both been, you know, kind of in a mental rut, an emotional rut lately. And it's not that the fact that it's defining us or anything, but it's definitely a variable that's in the mix. And we've been talking, trying to get some closure, trying to get some topics off our chest, and it's been very informative, very eye-opening. Talking to my dad lately, you know, going from not having a great relationship to spending almost every single day with him. You know, the stories that he's told me that you know, I grew up not knowing the whole entire story. It's just making sense now, all of it. And I'd like to get into, you know, details, but I just don't know what I should say because I'm in fear of hurting relationships. And that simply is not my intention. I just want to talk about my life. I don't care if you guys like it or not. I just want to talk about it. And hearing these stories and these details that I was too young to understand, you know, when we weren't a part of each other's lives, it's really helped me. And I told him that today. I said, you know, the things you've been telling me, it's really, really helped me in my everyday life, even in my social life. I don't hate myself nearly as much on a daily basis. I don't, because of the closure I've been getting while talking to him. And taking time to process this information. You know, it's all about how you react. And when my brother and I got into that confrontation, I like saw our future. And the future just held great things, fruitful things, an abundance of love. And we talk about on a daily basis, whether it's me and my brother Adam or me and our dad, we talk about breaking the family tree because there are so many patterns that have happened in all the generations of the Evans that are just simply not okay anymore. You know, back in the day, people would be so proud of their last name, their family name. And I feel like it's like not a thing anymore. And so, you know, my brother and I and my dad, you know, our dad, we've been talking about just breaking the chain. And he was on the phone today with my Aunt Martha. And mind you, my Aunt Martha, she's a sweet individual. She's my saving grace. The whole Montoya family, just good people. And she was looking out for me back in the day, and she's still looking out for me today. Because, you know, when I talk about, like, you know, this emotional rut, this mental rut between me, my dad, and my family, you know, it's that. It's in the family. It's some family stuff. And it's all love. It's all love, man. And just that has been teaching me so much, trying to go at things with a different angle, try to be more open-minded to criticism and not beating myself up as much, learning how to do things for myself and not feel bad about doing things for myself and not someone else. I want to evolve. I want to learn. I want to try to get better on a daily basis. I want to be a good person. And when I die, I want people to say, you know, he was a good person. He taught me a lot. Or, I looked up to him, you know. I just want to leave an impact. And that's the plan. My dad and I, he always talks, you know, when you get that movie, son, you'll be making movies. We'll go get ourselves, you know, a ranch. We'll get ourselves that boat that you were always talking about. We'll go, you know, from city to city on the coasts. We'll get out of here, you know? Just, you know, get into that movie. Go get that movie. And it's just that support that I haven't heard from anybody. You know, I got support from my friends who say, man, you're going to do it big. You're going to make it, you know, but just hearing that from my dad. You're going to make it, son. I just know you are. And it feels good to hear it. He told me today, he said, you remember, you know, we were talking about how I got fired. I was an assistant of an interior designer for a while. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, but man, I was good at pulling it off. Until I got fired. I got sick, tried to do the work, you know, at home, but my boss said it was confidential. I understood. Got sick, went to go see the doctor. She fires me through text. And, you know, I told him, I said, you know, that was the day where I realized that, man, the world is really a crazy place and I gotta make sure I'm ready for it. And that's what my career is based around. Judgment, you know, it seems, trying to, you know, fit a certain demographic. You know, I was at the gym the other day and my agent called me. She was like, hey, it's me. How are you? And you know, I said, I'm doing great. How are you? And she said, listen, there's an opportunity. They're looking for people with tattoos. And, you know, I perked up. I was like, wow, that's so specific. Didn't get the gig or whatever, but it was very specific. And it was kind of a moment where I realized that things are changing. And if things are changing, then I got to change for the better good. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change. I'm going to keep pushing myself to work harder. I'm going to surround myself with good people. People who care about me. People who I care about. People who want to see me succeed. And people I want to see succeed. I understand there will be obstacles along the way. I understand certain things are inevitable. But that will not stop me, and it should not stop you. I'm still experiencing life. You know, and there's a piece of me that does not want to give you guys any sort of life advice, because who am I, right? Who am I to give you guys advice and you take it? Nobody. But because of my experience in my life thus far, I feel like it's necessary to talk about my life. And if you can find something inside, you know, these conversations, and that's great. Something that helps you, that's awesome, because that's what I'm going for. I'm trying to push myself. I'm trying to break the chain. I'm trying to try different angles. Be more strategic. Learn from my mistakes. And it's not all peaches and grandma's cookies. But, you know, I was hanging out with Logan and he told me I was a storyteller. I'm meant to listen and tell stories. And it was just that sense of affirmation that my soul needed in that moment of time because it was a feeling that I knew would last longer than 24 hours. It was something that I needed to hear. So, you know, these obstacles that are inevitable, that come our way, these curveballs, you know, they're coming our way for a reason. And I don't know what the reason is, but I'm going to be open to it. I'm going to be open to learning as to why this is happening. What can I learn from this obstacle? Because even though it's crap, I'm going to find a way to like it. Just like my brother said, I don't like my job, but every day I strive to find a reason to enjoy my job. And I was so proud to hear that. Like, I was like, wow. Like, just the other day, you and I, we were eating cereal in the living room together, watching Power Rangers on the TV that barely worked, and now we're talking about real life stuff. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful for all the opportunity that has been coming my way, the people who have shown me good. The people who have been there for me lately. It means a lot. And some days I have to take a few moments, take a step back, breathe, and realize that this is real life. Not that I feel depersonalized, but sometimes it feels like this cannot be real life because I don't think I've experienced this before, this kind of support. People being genuine, consistently genuine, wanting to see me succeed, telling me that they want, you know, to see the Goobs podcast succeed, or congrats on the Orgain sponsorship, or whatever. Or you know, you definitely fit the demographic of an actor. You know, I was talking to this girl the other day in a coffee shop. Sweet girl, you know, we just started talking and turns out she was a filmmaker in Savannah going to SCAD. Very brief conversation, but, you know, we started talking about, hey, have you seen any good movies? And we just kind of headed off. Every movie that she listed, I knew. Every movie that I listed, you know, she knew, vice versa. You get what I'm saying? Okay. But she was like, what do you do? And I said, well, right now I'm just doing handyman work with my dad down in Florida. But my dream is to act, model, direct. And, you know, have a few businesses along the way. And she said, you know, you really fit the demographic. I said, thank you. I appreciate that. You do too. And that was that. The rest was history. Never going to see that person again. But it was like random. And it was good. It was positive. There's still good people out there that I'm meeting on a daily basis. You know, I was at Annie's house with Logan and this dude named Whitney with long hair, you know, skater dude. And I decided to smoke a cigarette on the balcony, and it had been raining, and I was sitting out there by myself and just kind of enjoying life, trying to get away, right? And I see this lady. She's down there at the end of the driveway, and she makes like this, I'm not sure if she can't talk, or maybe she's afraid to talk to me because there's a lot of homeless people around there. But to be honest, she didn't really look homeless. Sweetest soul, you know, she like, you know, asked for a cigarette, and it was raining. I didn't want to throw a cigarette down there and it get ruined by, you know, the rain if she had dropped it. So I put the lighter in the cigarette pack, and I threw the cigarette pack down there. I said, take one and pass it back. And, you know, she's still not really responding to me. It's just sort of like her facial expressions are like, oh my God, thank you so much. You know, it was like we were connecting telepathically in the craziest way, but it was just happening. She gets a cigarette, lights it, throws it up, blows me a kiss, and gives me the I love you hand signal. And I was just like smiling ear to ear because I'd never experienced anything like that. And it was just beautiful. You know, so many things are going to happen on the daily basis in our life. It's up to us to watch it happen and learn from it, I feel like. And that's been a lot of everything lately for me. But anyway, guys, I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to try to do a podcast more often. You know, I had to take some time away, like I said, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the Goobs Podcast, the podcast where we talk just to talk. Shout out to my brother Adam. Happy birthday to JR. Shout out to Jasmine. Shout out to Logan James. He has a new single, Mood. You can find it on Spotify and all the other platforms, really. And I also wanted to give a huge shout out to Orgain. Use my code TEAMSHAWN to get 10% off plant-based protein products. They even have keto options, nutritional shakes for kids. Use my promo code TEAMSHAWN to get 10% off when you check out. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Try it out. Try it out. And if you want to talk and you want it to remain confidential between the two of us, you can do it. Email me at SeanTEvansOfficial@gmail.com. Or you can contact me on Instagram at SeanEvansOfficial. And I just hope you guys are okay. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're thriving. I hope you're learning how to thrive. I hope you're learning from your mistakes. I hope you guys are, you know, taking care of yourself physically and mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And I hope you have good people around you. Because that helps. That really, really does. That helps. But I guess we'll talk soon, guys. This is the Goobs Podcast. My name is Sean Evans. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk soon. All right. Bye.